B1049, it is a Tuesday morning, time for the B1049 Amherst Veterinary Hospital Pet Tip of the Week. And the Amherst Veterinary Hospital is at 313 County Road, Double K in Amherst. You can find them online at amherstvet.com. Wisconsin's Pet Lady Dolores is on the phone line. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Another beautiful day.
Yeah, beautiful day. But, you know, we were talking, you notice the mosquitoes are pretty bad this year.
Sure. Of course.
Yeah, always, right?
Our national bug.
Yeah. And you said you saw, was it West Nile virus was being reported?
Yeah, you know, I saw on the news just this week, you know, somewhere in Wisconsin, West Nile was detected. So, and that's usually detected in birds a lot of times. You know, if you see dead birds in your yard or something, or a bird, call the DNR or bring it to the DNR. They should be tested.
Okay.
Seriously, because you just don't know for sure. And this way, it can be detected completely. One way you can keep the mosquitoes away is standing water. Get rid of any kind of standing water at all. Sometimes, you know, in buckets or whatever.
Right.
People have standing water and everything. If you have a bird bath, which I do, and it's kind of tricky with that. You know, you want to keep the bird bath out, but if you can do a fountain bird bath to keep running water, at least, that would be good.
That makes sense.
It's the standing water that mosquitoes are really attracted to. So this is the way they lay their eggs and multiply.
Okay. Now, can this affect our parents or our pets?
Yes. They can, huh? You know, that's the thing. They can be affected. Not too normally, to be honest with you, but they can be, you know, your dog can be infected by a mosquito bite. The mosquito is carrying it.
Oh.
Now, keep in mind, not every mosquito carries West Nile. You know, you might get that 1 in 3 million that has the West Nile disease, and if they do get onto your dog or even your cat outside or you, you know, you can get infected. Dogs are, you know, relatively safe for the most part. Cats may get it more than dogs because cat systems are a lot more delicate than dogs.
Hmm.
If your pet shows any sign of a possible fever or lethargy or something, you know, there's just something wrong here. Obviously, take them to your vet, like wonderful Amherst Veterinary Hospital, and have them checked out. And your veterinarian will either give you a reason for this, you know, or the all clear not to worry about anything. Could be West Nile, could be something else, but you never know.
Right.
You know, I'm always be on the safe side, especially with your pets, because sometimes certain things can develop really, really bad, and you don't want that in your pets, too. Keep your cats indoors. And always check your dogs during the summer, especially. We always check them for ticks coming in. But even mosquito bites, you know, you just never know. If you're in an area where they're very prevalent, kind of watch your animals then.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, just keep a closer eye on them. Since we have been detected with West Nile in Wisconsin.
Right.
So it's just something that, you know, be cautious about all the time.
Yeah, well, some good tips.
There's always something.
It seems that way. I was just going to say that. Seems like there's always something out there, but that's some good tips.
Always something.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we appreciate that, Dolores, and we will talk to you again next week.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, TK. And thank you, Amherst Veterinary Hospital.